I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research is being led by a team in South Carolina to evaluate a brief telemedicine cognitive behavioral therapy called BRIGHT that was developed to help head and neck cancer survivors with body image distress. Dr. Evan Graboys is here to talk about this research. Dr. Graboys is a head and neck surgical oncologist, and he's the director of survivorship and cancer outcomes research at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Graboys, I know your team at MUSC has received a $3.2 million grant from the National Cancer Institute for this research. Tell us about the BRIGHT Research Project.
The BRIGHT Research Project is a multi-site clinical trial, so research being done at MUSC and elsewhere across the country. It has three different goals. First, we're studying to see whether this brief telecognitive behavioral therapy called BRIGHT is effective as a new treatment strategy for head and neck cancer survivors with body image distress. Second, we're interested in understanding why BRIGHT works, so its mechanism. And then third, we're trying to understand how BRIGHT can be implemented into clinical care to scale this important intervention nationally.
Why is this research especially needed and also tailored for head and neck cancer survivors?
We started this line of research because this was something we recognized was really important in our clinical practice and was really an unmet need. Head and neck cancer occurs in really socially and functionally important parts of the body. And what we were seeing in our clinic was that patients who were going through really potentially disfiguring and debilitating treatments were struggling after cancer therapy. And so they would come back to clinic and say, I'm nervous to go to the grocery store because someone might stare at me, or I don't want to go to church because maybe a kid would say something. And so they were really socially isolated and unhappy potentially as a result, even though they were free of cancer.
I understand you did a pilot randomized clinical trial looking at the possible benefits of cognitive behavioral therapy for head and neck cancer survivors. What was the conclusion of that study?
Yes, the conclusion from this pilot or smaller study was really to help us identify, does BRIGHT have potential as a new and effective treatment for head and neck cancer survivors? And does it merit study in a much larger national clinical trial? And the answer was yes. It does seem to have potential. And so what we found in this somewhat smaller trial was that BRIGHT did seem to help head and neck cancer survivors decrease their body image distress relative to the comparison group.
Is this sort of brief cognitive behavioral therapy being offered all across the U.S. currently as part of treatment for head and neck cancer survivors?
No, it's not. And that's really why we launched this research project, is because there is nothing currently available that we know is effective for patients with head and neck cancer. But the hope is that this ongoing national clinical trial will help show that BRIGHT is effective and help us understand how we can get BRIGHT to be part of routine clinical care nationally and internationally for patients with head and neck cancer so that they can really enjoy a great quality of life after cancer treatment. And I would say, in addition, down the road, we'd like to understand how maybe we could prevent head and neck cancer survivors from even suffering from body image distress in the first place. So I think many lines of research for us to go as we continue to improve quality of life for these patients.
Dr. Graboys, thanks for this information about the BRIGHT Research Project.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.